Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and I'm the owner of Morales Padilla Law here in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is meant to help you with your divorce and custody matters and give you bite-sized pieces of information to help make the road a little less bumpy. If you have any questions while you're listening to this podcast, you can check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about what not to do when you're going through either a divorce or a custody matter. Now, specifically, I want to talk about divorce first. And if you're going through a divorce, some of the things that I see people do is, one, don't get pregnant. The reason is because in Texas, you can't get divorced when you're pregnant. So even if you're pregnant by the husband that you're divorcing, the divorce proceedings will have to be put on hold until you have the baby. Additionally, since in Texas, your husband is presumed the father, if you are pregnant by somebody who is not your husband, then there is a whole bunch of additional forms that will need to be filled out, and you can consult with your attorney if that happens. But general rule of thumb, don't get pregnant while you're going through divorce proceedings. Additionally, if you're just going through a custody matter, not having been married, it can complicate it depending on who the father is. You may need to add the new child to the suit. So again, it's just best to not get pregnant while you're going through those legal proceedings. Additionally, some other things that you'll need to think about is if you're going through a divorce, don't forget to change your will. You'll want to consult with your attorney that is handling your divorce to see if either they can write you up a new will or maybe they can refer you to somebody who can, but you're going to want to remember to change your will as your circumstances have changed. Number three, social media. I want to talk a little bit about social media because people want to continue to live their life and post how they normally do on social media, but I would strongly suggest that anytime you're going through either a divorce or a custody matter, that you just be silent on social media. That is probably not the best time to post all of the stuff that you're buying, that you're living your best life, that you're buying all kinds of stuff, that you're going out partying. Just don't do it. It's safe. All of that can be used against you in court. So if you're going through a divorce or even a custody matter, just stay silent on social media. Number four, I want to talk a little bit about a new spouse. If you're going through a divorce, it's a little bit more sticky of a situation if you have a new spouse. And I understand that sometimes people are separated for a long time before they decide to actually get divorced. But because Texas is a community property state and they don't recognize legal separation, it's best to just not involve any new spouse that you may have. If you can at all help it, don't move in with your new spouse when you're going through a divorce. And same thing for a custody matter. If you're moving out of your boyfriend or your girlfriend's house, now is probably not the best time to move in with a new spouse while you're going through legal proceedings. So if at all possible, just steer clear of it. And finally, I want to just stress not to dismiss mediation. Mediation can be a very powerful tool that you can use to help resolve your case. And a lot of times in mediation, that's the best opportunity for you to have any kind of a say as to how anything is going to be divided or who's going to be awarded different assets, liabilities, debts, if it's a divorce, or custody, visitation, and child support. So I just want to stress not to dismiss mediation and give it a shot, see if with the help of a mediator and attorneys, both sides can come to a resolution. Because I have seen it work in even the worst cases where both sides are just sure that they are not going to work it out in mediation, and they do. So those are just some things for you guys to think about. If you have any questions, check us out at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Thank you for listening to Lawful Insight. You can check us out on Spotify or you can watch us on YouTube. And don't forget to hit the like button and share with your friends. Thanks. Have a great day.